You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, you're listening to Pat Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Filling in for Pat Kreitlow this morning, we have for you Mr. Chad Holmes.
Good morning, everybody. I am Chad Holmes. How about that? Greg Bach, now the announcer as well.
Putting on my biggest radio voice for Chad Holmes.
You are now Ed McMahon, and you are Andy Richter, and you are Don Pardo, and you're all the famous announcers that we've seen throughout the years. But hey, good morning, everybody. I am Chad Holmes. Pat Kreitlow off to, is it Portugal?
He's having a vacation somewhere, putting his toes in the sand, I'm sure.
But I think it was Portugal. I mean, really, I'm talking about vacation. Oh. This is a vacation. But Friday morning here from our downtown Wausau studios, 98.9 WXCO. It is a beautiful morning. The sun is rising. There's lots of blue skies. A little chilly here in downtown Wausau, 34 degrees. But it's great to sit in for Pat, and I hope Pat has a wonderful time. He'll be back in about a week and a half, in fact. Next week, I know we have guest hosts as well. I'll be back next Friday. And then the following Monday, Pat won't be here. But then I think the following Tuesday, he'll be back.
Yeah.
But a lot of great folks lined up to join the folks around the state of Wisconsin over the next week or so. But coming up this morning, lots on the plate coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about, I would call it a lack of seriousness again from our president of the United States. And I just shake my head. It's way too early to shake my head, but I'm going to shake my head because, I mean, I can't, it sounded like a joke when I heard this, that he's making Jeanine Pirro a federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C. I thought, that can't be right. That's got to be a joke. But it's apparently true. We're going to touch on that a little bit later this hour. There's a new pope, an American pope.
I know.
And it's causing a meltdown on the right. Because, and this is really crazy, he actually believes in stuff Jesus talked about. And as Greg told me again, and as I heard as well, a White Sox fan. So we'll talk about that coming up. We'll be joined to talk about the weekend forecast at 7:06 and 8:06 by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Also coming up in the second hour at 7:34 or so, I had a chance yesterday to talk to the editor of the Wausau Pilot and Review.com, and that's a terrific news source here in central Wisconsin. And Shireen Seward. And actually, Shireen, I've known Shireen Seward for a long time. She used to be a morning radio host, station that I used to work for, and she was a very popular morning radio host. And actually, she's at a couple of different stations, one of the most popular. And then she decided, hey, I'm going to go in a different direction. I want to get involved in news coverage. And she formed this online newspaper. And basically, it is the newspaper source because of the death from Gannett to the Wausau Daily Herald. It's still here, but it's not quite at the same level it used to be. But recently, here in central Wisconsin, we've had some tension when it comes to the mayor. I think you may have heard about that over the last 9 months or so.
Chad, I don't see the problem. He is a mayor who moonlights as a mover. He moves things from place to place. It's not uncommon to have two jobs when you're the mayor of a small town.
And also, I think, maybe I'm wrong here, but I think the mayor has some dreams of being an actor because he got all dressed up. You know, he said, I want to be a moving man. I want to play a role. And he put on the hard hat, he put on the vest, and then he went out there and he moved a Dropbox late last summer in the run-up to the 2024 election. But not just that, but generally, there's been Wausau is very interesting. Just to maybe give you a little peek of what we have around here. I would say Wausau is very much a 50-50 community. It really is. You talk about purple, it is a purple community. Of course, we had Mayor Katie Rosenberg, who did such a wonderful job in her term. then in a very tight election, Doug Dinney was able to win. But I think either way, it's always going to be pretty tight. Mayor Rosenberg decided to do something about PFAS in the water. And you can't just snap your fingers with a big project like that and expect there's not going to be any kind of repercussions when it comes maybe to water costs. But I would say that having good health and keeping folks alive is a pretty big factor in your job. But unfortunately, opponents of the mayor said, well, hey, she did it too fast and we're paying too much money for it. And then Doug Dinney came in saying that he was just going to stay in his lane, do the job, stop being somebody that uses the bully pulpit to try to make this place a better place to live. But then he came in and after talking like a reasonable conservative, and I have no issue with conservatives. I think that in our system, we need to have a very solid conservative party and a very solid progressive party. And I'd had him on my program a number of times, and we talk off the air, came across as a reasonable guy. Mm-hmm. And then he gets into office and starts pulling this mega garbage. Yeah. And that's the thing that drives me nuts, this mega stuff. And that was, again, trying to say, hey, we have some issues securing our elections, which again goes back to the big lie of 2020. And then he was not supposed to move that Dropbox. But then again, back to my discussion with Shireen Seward, there just seems to be a lot of folks who put their feet in the ground and will not move them. That no matter what evidence comes out, they're going to come out and fight for their team. It's almost like the NFL. You're wearing your jersey, so you got to fight for your team. And every time, when you're watching the Packers, nobody ever says, the referee got that call right, even though it was holding on the Packers. No, that referee, he hates the Packers. But there's a lot of, I would say, nastiness online. I think it's not here. But Shireen Seward wrote an editorial this week concerning the fact that she's basically had to shut down the comment section on her social media. Because, we put out stuff. We do it at Civic Media. We have a story. We'll put it on Facebook. And then people can comment on it. But with the pilot, there's been a lot of nasty comments. And she's been forced to spend a lot of time, and it's a very small operation, the WASA Pilot and Review, taking a long look at these comments. And we're going to talk about that. And it's obviously a very difficult issue to solve because, it's like a game of whack-a-mole. You see one, you whack it. You see another, and then pops up and whack it. So I think it'll be a very interesting conversation with Shireen Seward coming up in the second hour of the program. And then in the third hour, Greg is off napping before going on with Jane Matt this morning. We will be joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly to talk about her program coming up this weekend. What's the name of that show again? Oh, the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show.
The Dr. Kristen Lyerly. There it is. I always tell people I love it. That on Saturday, we have Amicus, and Sunday and Saturday, actually, we have Dr. So on weekends, you can get your doctor and lawyer fix here on Civic Media.
At the very least, you're going to feel a lot smarter at the end of the weekend.
Yeah.
Shows. So we'll talk to Kristen, what she has lined up this weekend on her program. And then Mike Clemens, our Civic Media sports reporter, who's all over the place. We'll talk about what's going on in Wisconsin sports coming up as well at 8:34 this morning. So, again, a lot on the plate. Excited. I have to admit, I woke up a lot more pep than I thought I would.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, number one, how do you do it? Because I'm a night person, too. Mm-hmm. And I especially over my radio career, there have been years I have done the early morning show. I mean, and I hated every minute of it because I'm a night person. Yeah. And especially during the winter, I'd be running around doing high school games and then have to get home and try to grab a bite to eat and realize, oh, crap, I got to be up in 5 hours and get back in and do the morning show.
Yeah.
I know with you being running the stand-up comedy place down in the Milwaukee area. Mm-hmm. How do you do it?
I mean, honestly, it's really just repetition. I try to go to bed by like 8:30 or 9 o'clock. I try to be asleep before 10, so at least I can get 6 hours of sleep, 7 hours of sleep. But you just kind of get used to it to a certain extent. But you're always tired. You're always like, you're like a little yawny. I'm like right now I could probably lay down and go back to sleep for another half an hour, an hour, but you just kind of get used to it. I mean, granted, I get up around 4:30, or my alarm goes off around 4:30. I leave the house around 5 o'clock. It's not that, it's early. Don't get me wrong. It's early. But to me, 5 o'clock isn't that early anymore. Like if you told me I'd be here at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd be like, oh brother, howdy. Oh my goodness. I don't know if I can do this, but, with the club, so the Laughing Top in Milwaukee, with the club, it's, you know, just making good choices. You know, really the only late nights I have are Friday and Saturday there. So I get to sleep in on Friday and Saturday mornings. So that always helps. But just making sure, and also the, it's weird to say this, but also the, what I eat, because, you know, this is like, you come home, it's late, you're like, I got to eat something. And you're like, you don't eat a salad. And then you wake up the next morning like, I should not had half of that pizza. That was a bad idea. So it's about making good choices, but also just making sure that alarm wakes you up. I got a smartwatch on, and that buzzer sets me off every morning.
I know. I mean, you hit it on the head. The food. I keep telling myself, I got to eat better. I got to eat better. Never do it. Because it's hard to do it when you get, especially on the road games. Like, I'm driving back and it's like, oh, geez. I mean, well, I just.
You and Jimmy Koska. I mean, we talk about this on Matt and Aaron Air. You, Jimmy Koska, Mike Clemens, you guys are always on the road, always, and especially for you and Jimmy, you're going to like high school sports, and you know, that's you have to have a love of that to really want to cover what people could consider, well, why I mean, it's just high school. No, it's important. We need to know these things. Communities count on these scores. Communities are invested in these teams, and you guys really, really do that work. And to me, you are the, like, the iron will giant here, who's always like on the road doing everything all the time. So
I'm going to share a secret before we have a comment here. I want to bring up before we get to our first break, but you know, when you love doing something, and you're not looking at the clock, I think for anybody, the greatest advice I could ever give to somebody is if you are able to, and again, I feel very fortunate, but if you're able to find something that you love to do, because I mean, frankly, my mom for many years worked a job she hated when I was growing up. I mean, she hated the job. Yeah. I mean, she just went in there, and I still think about that. I mean, I just how tough that is to do when you love something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how many hours you do it. I've really learned that, where it's like, you know, if it was a grind and you're just saying, oh no, then it's one thing. But absolutely, real quickly, and something that, and I'll let you let the folks know how to contact the show.
Oh yes,
of course. We want the voice to be part of it. Let me just read this comment real fast, because we're going to talk about this coming up. Roger Frost says, I was very moved when the new Pope was chosen. I could feel the excitement and anticipation of the crowd at St. Peter's Square, but I don't think he's going to help the Bears.
there are like, I thought Bears fans were overconfident before. Oh my gosh. They're like, oh, well, we've got it. We've got Pope.
I tell you, one of the best lines I saw was that Chicago has produced a Pope, but they still haven't produced a 4,000-yard pass.
my friends who were saying stuff, I was like, well, it's always good to have a win eventually for you guys, I guess.
Hey, we want you to be part of the show again. Call or text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream as well. So again, we want you to be part of the show. A lot of fun here for the next 3 hours, and glad to be in for Pat Kreitlow this morning. So along with Greg Bach, I am Chad Holmes, and we'll be back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is Civic Media Mornings. I noticed that when Pat gets out the door, they take his name right off the show.
Well, actually, we are still Mornings with Pat Kreitlow now, because with the partnership we have with the new show, we just all right, take you behind the curtain. We don't have the logo.
I should not even open up that box. But I am Chad Holmes, sitting in for Pat today. Pat off to Portugal to vacation for the next week plus. Glad to be with you here on this Friday morning from our 98.9 WXCO studios in downtown Wausau. Another comment from Roger Frost I want to mention really quickly before we move on. Talked about being very fortunate here in Stevens Point to hear Scott Krieger for so long for our high school games. Actually, I worked with Scotty Krieger. I see Scotty all the time. He is a legend. And that's one of the things about these sports announcers. These guys, I've been around forever, and I'm still not the longest serving guy.
You're still the new kid.
I tell you, it's been that way for a long time. But Scotty Krieger, just a wonderful, wonderful guy who works down at Stevens Point. And I had a chance to work with him back about, he's thinking about it almost 30 years ago. But no, the guys that go around, the guys that I see that cover high school sports do have a great passion for it. And as you said, I think it's a great service to the community. And I know that in Stevens Point, Scotty Krieger is thought of as one of those really local important folks because of what he does with the high schools and UW Stevens Point and that. So thanks to Roger for pointing that out as well. But, Greg, I got to bring it up. We're going to talk more about the Pope in the next segment, but I got to bring up the fact that Donald Trump is making Jeanine Pirro, Fox News, and again, I say this with great respect, crazy lady on the weekends or crazy, whenever she's on Fox News Channel, making her the United States Attorney for Washington, D.C. The thing about it is that I want to kind of open it up and maybe get your thoughts on it. Mm-hmm. As president of the United States, in the second term especially, and we thought that the first term was chaotic and crazy, it just feels like he does not take this seriously at all. The fact that he's removing anybody that can do these jobs, mm-hmm. he's putting in complete amateurs in very important jobs, and Bill Gates said something, I think it was yesterday, I saw the story, talking about what Elon Musk has done is going to kill kids. And Elon got very upset about that, as he would. But the idea that if you put in these amateurs in these positions, it shows, number one, a complete lack of seriousness. And again, also, the consequences are going to be there.
Yeah.
And Jeanine Pirro should not be anywhere close to being the lead attorney in Washington, D.C., the lead district attorney or the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C.
I don't disagree. I think in Trump won back in 2016, 2000, you know, that 4 years, there were still guardrails in place. He was stacking his cabinet and his staff with people who were suggested to him, who had, you know, they might not have been the best, you know, Rex Tillerson should never have been Secretary of State, but these are serious business people, because it's always that notion of, I'm a businessman, I'm going to run America like a business. Well, now he's running it like a reality game show. He's got three. This will be his third, I believe, Fox News contributor that's a part of his White House. And I feel like they're here to provide a distraction to the American public, both to do confirmation bias for those who love him, distract the people who are, you know, who don't like him with squirrels and shiny red balls, while he, and more importantly, the people behind the scenes are slowly dismantling this democracy and making it a very hard place to vote in as well. So I feel like, I'd love to say it's a 3D chess level strategy, but I think he's just like, how about Jeanine Pirro? She's nice.
Nice. She's crazy. Yeah. But you're right. You're exactly right. And again, it's very difficult to keep your eye on the ball when it comes to some of these situations. But again, and I think you're right as well, talking about the people behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. You spoke about being behind the curtain. I mean, we've seen a couple of different instances recently where Donald Trump is asked about specific policy. And he'll say, I don't know. I mean, he, and I don't think he's lying in those cases. I think there's a lot of stuff that's going on under his banner, mm-hmm. under his name right now, that is being done by folks who are, for lack of a better term, the puppet masters. Yes. And that is scary in itself as well.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Trump term one was something of, I don't even think he thought he was going to win. I still say that he didn't want to win. I think he wanted to lose so he can say they didn't vote for me or they stole the election and I'll start a news network or whatever. But in Trump two, I just think they want to create the biggest circus they can. So it can be, the biggest distraction, therefore they can do what they want. And that's why it's always important to keep your eyes on those news stories, and especially the news stories coming out of your local papers and radio stations, because they're covering local things that are affecting us. Everything he's doing up in D.C. is going to affect us here in Wisconsin. It's farming, small business, voting, it all comes back to us in some way.
And you're right about that. There's a ginseng farm here in the Wausau area. Mm-hmm. And in fact, during the last campaign, Tammy Baldwin had an event at this ginseng farm. So I was able to follow her along and just take a look at it. The owner was showing the senator his ginseng farm. Mm-hmm. And even then, he was talking about how the trade issues in the first Trump term had really caused problems. And there was a story here on Civic Media and on WXCO here this week talking about this farm again, that these trade wars are just killing this business.
Yeah,
and again, you're right. The effect it has within our communities is something we cannot take our eye off.
We'll be talking to William Sue, who is a ginseng farmer, on Matt and Aaron Air at 9:30 this morning. So you can.
And that is the exact person I was talking about.
Boy.
And did not even know that. There you go. So I will look forward to that. Hey, we got an information update coming up, as we do at the bottom of the hour, every hour here on Civic Media. And then we're going to talk about the Pope, an American Pope, a Midwestern Pope, that's coming up here on Civic Media. Pat Holmes with you here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again, Pat is off today, and he'll be off next week as well. Some great guest hosts lined up, and we'll be with you each and every morning. I'll be back with you next Friday, but glad to be with you here this morning. And I was panicking there for a second. Greg pointing at me, and I don't hear anything in my headphones. What's going on here? Hey, live radio, you got to love it. But hopefully your day's off to a great start again. I am from 98.9 WXCO. We are at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Beautiful start here this morning. A little chilly, temperatures in the mid-30s. But wherever you are around the state of Wisconsin, hopefully your day is off to a fantastic start. Coming up, we'll have an opportunity for you to win. So keep tuned in. Mm-hmm. You're going to have an opportunity to win very, very soon, as we love to give away stuff here at Civic Media. I've noticed that. And we're going to have a great new contest that is starting today. We'll have some details on it coming up in the next segment. But yesterday, big day, a new Pope was selected. And it's hard to believe that this is truly historic. An American Pope.
Yeah.
And not Donald Trump, despite the the pictures that were put out last weekend. But the thing about it is, I was raised a Catholic. I went to religious education courses and did all the confirmation and everything else. And I have to say that I'm not exactly a practicing Catholic these days, but still, it's all well within me and the family and everything else. But there's been a real, I think, an emotional response from a lot of folks. And I think even more so here in the upper Midwest, where I think Catholicism is such a foundation of so many lives. And seeing the response yesterday when a Midwestern gentleman, a man who was from Chicago, named the Pope. And have you sensed that as well? That there really is, I think, a lot of emotion between the new Pope, Pope Leo.
Pope Leo
14th.
Thank you. I was trying to think of the number. Pope Leo the 14th. Yeah, I mean, I said to you earlier, my Bears fan friends are very, very excited. But I honestly, Chad, for pretty much after Francis, Pope Francis passed away, I was like, you know, who's going to be the Pope? Who's going to be? And I was like, it's going to be a European again, because even Pope Francis was very historical in the fact that he was the first non-European Pope to be elected, I think, in 1,000 years. And so the fact that I said there's not going to be an American. They'll never allow an American Pope to exist, because we are, I feel, just too polarizing as a country to put that. But I was shocked when I found that out, and I was very, very much, what's the word I'm looking for? Relieved. I was relieved to find out that not only was this a cardinal that Francis had put in place himself, who he actually put in place half the cardinals who were there in his time as Pope, but also someone that Francis wanted to be Pope when he passed away. Because I don't know if you've gone to a Catholic Mass lately, Chad, but they are starting to take a little bit of a harder turn on a Catholic doctrine. There is, it's not fire and brimstone. They're not, you know, this isn't like a Pentecostal, and nothing against Pentecostals, but they can get very, very animated about what they do. And there can be some things said in their masses that can be like, oh, that feels real judgy. But I went to a Catholic Mass about a year ago, and the priest giving the homily, I'm like, this doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel inspiring. I always feel like a homily is supposed to be inspiring. You're supposed to take the scripture, read the scripture, then base it in plain language for us to say, this is what Jesus and God meant. And I was afraid that this Pope, if he was American, or this Pope, no matter what, was going to be a harder turn to match the energy of what seems to be happening, is at least in America and the world. But when I found out that he was someone who basically, it seemed like Francis mentored, that made me feel really good. That made me feel really good that you're going to have a good, positive, inclusive message coming from the Vatican, hopefully.
And if you out there have a thought on our new American Pope, and not just an American Pope, a Pope from America, you can call or text us at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream. And it's very interesting in this time to have an American Pope as well, because during the talk about who the new Pope is going to be, but in recent years, and I think you kind of hit on the tilt of where American Catholicism is going in a lot of ways, but there is on the far right, there's been actually, I've seen rumbles of almost thoughts of splitting because the Roman Catholic Church, led by the Pope, has been a little what they call too woke. And I mean, and frankly, yesterday, even when the announcement came, there was a mini meltdown on the right that talking about woke and Marxist and everything else. Oh, and the fact that the new Pope, Leo the 14th, in his last social media posting after the Vice President of the United States paid a visit recently, basically said, no, J.D. Vance is wrong about some aspect, and I got to pull this up real fast. But there is a sense from many on the MAGA right, the religious MAGA right, I feel like they know better than the Pope. They know better than the Roman Catholic Church in terms of what the church should be teaching.
Yeah, I mean,
which is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, because if going back to this notion of them taking the word woke and just mashing it into the ground, you know, I can't speak to what Pope Leo's tenure is going to be, but if it's anything like Francis, it was one of service. It was one of saying no to the trappings and the luxurious lifestyle of a pope. You know, he didn't live in the big house. He lived in a small apartment. He didn't wear the clothing that the Pope usually wear, those custom-made clothing from fashion houses all over Italy. His belief was, I'm here to serve the word of Jesus, and the word of Jesus is service. to those, all, especially the poor and the overseen, and the and it makes me excited to talk about that, because I'm not a Catholic anymore. I'm a religious, but as like you, I spent 12 years in Catholic school, got confirmed, was in youth ministry, was an altar boy, all those things. So I have a lot of history of that stuff. And, you know, Pope Francis was so refreshing, and it makes me so happy about Pope Leo, but it makes me really sad about those who are angry that Pope Leo was elected, because it just seems like, oh, you want that Old Testament message, don't you? You want that, as Jane would put it, you want the smiting. You like smiting. That's the thing you enjoy. So, you know, luckily he doesn't, we don't vote for the Pope, and Donald Trump can't throw him out of office, and we can scream and yell, but we're 4,000 miles away, and the Pope Leo is hopefully going to do the work, is going to continue the work of Pope Francis.
And the new Pope had a social media presence under his name, Robert Prevost, in the posting that he had. The last one, I believe, in his personal realm before becoming the Pope, he said, J.D. Vance is wrong. Jesus doesn't ask us to rank our love for others. And I'm not really sure. I don't have all the details on that story, but the idea that J.D. Vance is out there saying that Jesus thinks that we should be ranking our love. What, does Jesus say that Donald Trump should be number one on our love rankings? Because, again, and the thing about, you know, Donald Trump and the religious right, is that when you look at, and again, I'm not a big fan of polls generally, but I do tend to, you know, think that this is probably very accurate, that even when things are not going well for Donald Trump, even when his numbers go down, the group that is still the most solid in their support is the religious right. Mm-hmm. And again, I, as you said, you know, we both grew up within the church, and in terms of you know, hearing the messages of Jesus Christ, I can't think of anybody that is farther away from the teachings of Jesus Christ than Donald J. Trump. I don't see that as a, you know, as a shot. It comes across as a shot, but, you know, in terms of truly living the word,
yes,
Donald Trump has never lived the word.
No.
And yet they are the most forceful in their support of Donald Trump, no matter what.
Yep.
It's just crazy. And real fast, let's mention what Tony here has been sending us out. He said, I had heard that he ministered in El Salvador, so hopefully he's as vocal about caring for refugees and the downtrodden as Pope Francis. In fact, he spent basically a majority of his career down in Peru serving in South America. So I absolutely, I think he's, you know, and that's one reason I'd read that he was elected Pope, because he was not an American Pope that spent all of his time in America.
Yeah.
He's a guy that actually does know the world stage and knows the needs of Catholics, not just in America, but around the world.
Yeah.
And also Tony points out that it's interesting with Loomer being so anti-Pope Leo. Are mega Catholics more loyal to Pope Leo or King Trump? Well, I think that is a rather easy question to answer. I mean, and that is, again, they truly think that Donald Trump has been the been touched by God to be the president of the United States. And again, I when I have conversations with people that are more religious than I am, I try to say, where in Jesus Christ's teachings is Donald Trump? And it, I think you hit it on the head as well, the spiting aspect, the Old Testament aspect, the fire and brimstone. I recall when I was a kid, we had this older priest, and he was like the second priest. He was sort of in semi-retirement, and he would do one of the masses every weekend, and it'd always be interesting because we'd go, me and the family, we'd go to the church, and we'd be, you know, there, and we'd say, well, who's going to be? We have the one younger priest who is, I think, a little bit more modern in his thoughts. And then we have the older priest who must have been, again, when you're young, they all seem really, really old, but I still think he must have been 75, 80 years old. And every time, and again, maybe in memory you say every time, but so many times he'd be doing his homily. You know, you'd have the gospel, then you'd go up there and do the homily. And almost every time you'd have at one point talking about hell, the booming hell, that if you do this, you will go to hell. And I think that is the thought process of a lot of the, I would call it the pro-Trump religious right. And again, that's something that I shake my head, because again, if they truly are following the word of Jesus Christ, boys, that guy is not Donald Trump. Bottom line is, the guy that cared about others, cared about the least of us. And even today, when we talk about often, you look at a budget, that's priorities. You have a president whose budget is clearing out money that would save sick kids' lives or treat cancer patients or help the poor of our society, and they're clearing all that money out in order to continue giving massive tax cuts to the rich. In what world would Jesus Christ be behind a budget like that? So again, it's incredible stuff.
Luke Mathers sent a message. He goes, the reference in the piece is J.D. Vance essentially saying, love your neighbor doesn't apply to immigrants. He takes it more literally, like, love your family, then your physical neighbors, and he goes from there. But Pope Leo says, a ranking on proximity like that is not what faith calls on one to do.
Thank you, Luke. Hey, we're going to come back. We'll have our daily history lesson coming up.
And a giveaway, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you're here. Got to remember that. 6:48 here on this Friday morning. Morning is the Pat Craiglow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. Sam Prater, Dave Prater, along with Sam Moore, Sam and Dave. Dave Prater, born on this date in 1937. So that's part of our daily history lesson here on Mornings with Pat Craiglow. I'm Chad Holmes, sitting in today for Pat. We'll have more historical tidbits coming up, but today we are starting a brand new contest here on Civic Media. It's called Free Ticket Friday, joining with the Milwaukee Brewers to give you out there a chance to see the Milwaukee Brewers, a four-pack of Brewers tickets to an upcoming game. And of course, the Civic Media has a number of stations that are part of the Milwaukee Brewers Radio Network. And starting today and throughout the summer, every Friday, during every show, you're going to have an opportunity to get a keyword. And then, of course, you know what the drill is. Text it to us. And then somebody is going to be drawn from each of these shows and be able to get some outstanding tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers. And it's real simple. All you have to do is download the free Civic Media app. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, and then download it. It is free, and it's a great piece of technology. That means you'll be able to tune in to whichever Civic Media radio station that is your favorite wherever you are. I say this all the time because a lot of the folks outside the area will listen to their favorite high school team. You can be out of state and still listen to your grandson or granddaughter on the Civic Media app. So, again, to win in this contest, you need to download the free Civic Media app, and then whichever station you're listening to. And I always say, because we like to look good here in Wausau, open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app and hit the text button with the keyword. And we're going to give you the keyword every hour during the show, so you have a chance until 9 o'clock to send it in and be able to win. So, Greg, our keyword for this Friday morning
is
run.
Run.
R-U-N. Run. So run to your app.
That's
run to
your phone.
And text right now, run, R-U-N. And then you'll be part of the drawing. And we're going to do this drawing real quick because the game is next Friday night, the old border battle with the Minnesota Twins. Twins have been struggling a bit this season. I know they played a little better recently, but they've had some struggles. So Brewers and the Twins next Friday at a beautiful American Family Field. So right now, open up the app, text the word run to win as part of our free Ticket Fridays. Going on all summer long here on Civic Media.
Yep.
Am I missing anything, Greg? Did I hit it all?
No, you hit it all right on the head there, buddy. I'll be giving those tickets away all day long. You have five opportunities with us, with Matt Nair on air, with Tom Hartman's show, with as well as Maggie and Todd Alba and Maggie Dawn will be giving away tickets as well all day long, every Friday, with the exception of a couple during the summer because we'll have a different contest going, but that's down the road. Don't worry about it. Today, just go to the Civic Media app, type in the word run, R-U-N. Can't text it regularly. You can't call it in. You got to do it through the Civic Media app. So like Chad said, go ahead, download that app, and get yourself started because we want to see you winning those tickets. Because those are club-level seats. Those seats, Chad, are comfy.
Yeah, I went to a game last summer, and man, you see it all, and you feel like you're getting into some special areas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so. It really is cool. So again, text RUN, R-U-N, right now, and we'll remind you about that coming up as well here in the program. Daily history lesson. Born on this date in 1942, Tommy Roll. I mentioned that because I worked in an oldies radio station previously, and I always liked Tommy Roll. Sheila, and actually one reason is I had one of my greatest crushes of all time was a girl named Sheila. So I always loved hearing Sheila. A big hit for Tommy Roll in 62, Sweet Pea Dizzy as well. Man, the piano man himself.
Oh, man.
Mr. Billy Joel. Man, 75 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, what a career. I mean, one of the most popular artists, 70s and the 80s. Then he just said, hey, he was so prolific in his writing. He said, hey, I've run out. Yeah. I'm not going to write any new stuff. And then I think it was last year he actually put out a new song for the first time in like 25 years.
Yeah.
But Billy Joel, 75.
What an intro.
Yeah.
What an intro. And anytime you hear this song in the bar, you're like, oh, no, I'm going to hear a lot of singing right now. A lot of bad singing.
Man. The, legend, the man still feels stadiums. And I'm not sure, because I know that I should have brought this up, but he had canceled some performance dates, I think, because he had a health issue, but he's going to reschedule. I believe one of those was actually in Milwaukee. But not
yeah, he was too. He's going to be touring with Sting, and he had some health issues. But he's done, like, he does Madison Square Garden almost as a residency. Like, he'll just show up and sell the place out, and I think he sold it out. Like, don't quote me here, but I think it's like 40 times.
Oh, I think at least, because he just ended that, because he did it every month. He'd come in once a month, sell the place out, and then go off and do the other concerts, and then come back, and MSG loves him all the time. So.
Yeah.
But fantastic. Well, happy birthday to Billy Joel, 75 years old today. Also, American Woman, 1970, the year I was born. American Woman by the Guess Who hit number one on May the 9th of 1970. That's hard to believe. That doesn't seem like it should be that long ago. And again, it's ironic. Canadian band with American Woman.
Yeah.
There you go.
Gotta love this. So 70s.
On this thing in history as well, it's hard to believe sometimes we think about it. 5 years ago, we were in the midst of the worst of the COVID pandemic. COVID-19 recession on this date in 2020 caused the U.S. unemployment rate to hit 14.9%.
Oh.
Its first rate since the Great Depression. And Donald Trump trying to match that, I think, right now. With his policies. But there you go. That's our daily history lesson. Hey, coming up in the next hour, we'll be joined by Brittany Merlot talking about our weekend forecast. It looks fantastic, I'll tell you that one. Also coming up, we'll have Shireen Keywork of the WASA Pilots in Review. Real interesting editorial she wrote here in Central Wisconsin concerning comment section. I think when I was talking to Pat yesterday, Pat said, whoever invented the comment section deserves a special place you know where. So that's all coming up in the next hour here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.